This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Time for some shower thoughts, Gab. The benefits to the shower this week for me are twofold, because not only is it my only shower for the week, obviously, so we get the stench washed away, which is handy for all involved, but also I've got a bit of a cold at the moment, so the steam hopefully will help me breathe a little more, because I'm a little clogged up in the nose.
Well, I don't want to hear you blowing your nose in the cubicle next to me.
Okay, well, then put some earmuffs on, because probably going to happen. Should we jump into the showers and see what kind of rando thoughts we come up with this morning?
Let's do it. I do need to wash my hair. I got to thinking the other day.
Yeah.
And it's really hit me. What if our phobias are what killed us in our past lives? That's why we're scared of them. I'm scared of being chased.
Yeah, right.
Imagine if that's how I died.
Yeah, wow. That's deep.
Yeah, I know, right?
What? What a way to start, shower thoughts.
Right in there.
Wow. Well, I seized your deep thought there, and I think I raise it with this. Running would sound way, way different if our butt cracks were horizontal.
What?
It'd be like a clap.
Oh, my God.
Whilst you're being chased, Gab. There you go.
It would be nice to have a round of applause as you finish the race, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but when you're giving yourself a round of applause, probably doesn't work so much.
If your job asks you to put in 110% effort, shouldn't you then get paid 110% of the salary?
Yes, you should. Absolutely correct.
Right?
If only we put in 110%.
Yes. Let's not go by that rule, because then we'd get 60% of our salary.
Yeah. 60. Wow. That's not bad. When you chop up onions, they force you to mourn their death.
Yes, they do.
They do.
You're right. I'm on a bit of a dinosaur bandwagon at the moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? If they were boneless dinosaurs, we would never know.
That is very true.
They could have been old school worms.
Yeah. We don't know.
No.
We don't know what was floating around way back then. Oh, who knows? Good way. Good thought, Gab, and a good way to finish, I think. Time for us to get out of our showers today and towel off.
It's time for a pub date.
It was complete bedlam in my house yesterday morning because I decided to clip my puppy bear's toenails.
Oh, yeah.
Well, claws.
Yeah, yeah, either one.
That's what do you call them, nails or claws?
Oh, I would have said just toenails. Everybody knows what they are then. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a bit of a grooming day. Yep. I needed to trim his fur around his butt as well. For some reason, the back hair, like around his bum.
Yep.
No, I didn't give him a fringe.
Side part.
No. Just trimmed itself
just
a little
part.
Fluff ball.
Would have been handy.
It's just a little fluff ball. But his butt hair grows about 5 times faster than any other hair in his body. It's the weirdest thing.
Just let it go.
Nah.
See how long it'll get.
You can't.
Then you can plait it.
No.
Give it a plait. Give it some breaks.
It's not hygienic. Let's just leave it at that. That's why it needs to be trimmed.
Cornrows!
Anyway, so I did that. Did the whole trimmage. And then we decided, we'll get to the toenails. They're getting a bit long. So I pulled out my little dog nail clippers.
Yeah, yeah.
And started clipping his little toenails. Yep. And he was fine at first. But then he got a bit bored. Started to get a bit squirmy. Yep. So I had to hold him a bit tighter. And when I went to clip one of his back leg toenails, he squirmed at the wrong moment, and I cut it a little too deep.
Too deep.
And it hit the vein or whatever it's called.
Yep.
The quick, maybe it's called.
Mm.
And it started to bleed. And I didn't realise this, and after I Googled it, I did, but when it comes to a dog's toenail, they will just keep bleeding. It's very hard for it to
clot.
Yep. Because it's in a nail. It's not the skin or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, oh my God, what do I do? So I'm running around the house with this bleeding puppy in my arms, trying to figure out how to do it. He's trying to squirm out of my arms because he wanted to lick the wound and do all of that. And I'm trying to wash the blood off. And my boyfriend's just sitting on the couch on YouTube. I was like, mate, can you help me out here? And he's like, it'll be right. I'm like, no, I'm freaking out. Puppy's freaking out. There's blood everywhere.
Yep.
There wasn't blood everywhere. There's
no.
a little bit of blood. But there's blood everywhere.
Yep.
And he's just sitting there chilling out. She'll be right.
Yeah. Well, boyfriend's obviously living in a realistic life where it's okay. And,
it wasn't okay.
The dog will be fine.
He was going to bleed
probably,
out.
The dog was probably over it. There was probably a tiny little dot of blood on there.
No, there was actually.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh!
There was a fair amount of blood.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Yep. There was a lot of blood.
Yep. And how many stitches did it need?
You can't stitch a claw.
Did you try?
No, what I had to get is this special stuff. It's like silic powder or something.
Yeah, right.
Something you buy it from the pet shop for these instances, because supposedly this is quite common. Mm. And you dip the paw in the powder and it stops the bleeding, but the dog is not allowed to eat the powder.
Yeah, right.
So then you have to keep the dog away from licking its paw for 30 minutes before you wash the powder off, and then he's good to go.
Just use soap.
I literally had to carry the puppy around for 30 minutes so he didn't lick his paw.
Your puppy's a chihuahua. Mm. He's a lap dog. You would have had to cut down your time carrying him around to 30 minutes.
No, he wasn't happy. He doesn't like being carried all that often because he likes to be running around having a ball.
Right.
Especially
so everything
when he
okay
wants
with the pup
paw.
Now?
Oh, he's fine now.
Yeah.
But it was a very high stress, intense situation.
Not for your boyfriend.
No,
boyfriend.
He did not care. Yeah. He did not give a rat's butt.
And for that, I give him a high five.
He got involved in the end. He had to.
Yeah, after the screaming ended by you.
Maybe.
Let's talk cars, Gab, because I know that when you look at me, you think, wow, if he didn't make it in radio and as successful as he is right now, he would have been a great mechanic. Isn't that
really,
absolutely correct?
You look like someone who knows their way around the underneath of a bonnet.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And I know my terminology for mechanics.
You're giving yourself a sly high five going, yep. I said bonnet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm all over it.
Apparently underneath the bonnet is an engine.
What?
And when I look at an engine, I pop the bonnet and I look at an engine and I know exactly what every single piece in there does.
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
I was going to say, talk me through it.
You remember, no, I couldn't do that. You remember a couple of weeks ago now, I mentioned that my car could produce its own smoke screen.
Yes.
And has done in the past. Well, that particular car I've now got rid of. Thankfully, I've swapped it out for another car because I was in the market for a new car. I wanted to get a four-wheel drive because I want to take the kids camping and all kind of stuff. So that's what I've done. I was lucky enough to find something that looked pretty decent, I thought, which was great. So I did the swapsie, which is nice. Have this new car, new to me car.
Mm-hmm.
The car itself is very old, but that's okay.
As long as it's new to you, that's
it's new to me.
Main thing.
And that's the main thing. So I took it for a bit of a drive across the weekend.
Mm.
Actually dropped my parents to the airport, which is great. Now, this new four-wheel drive has sat-nav in it.
Oh, great.
Which is great. As it turns out, I turned the sat-nav on to get down to the airport just as a bit of a test, which is great. And it has that that safety measure where once it's on and you are driving, you cannot press buttons and turn it off again.
That's really annoying, though, because your passenger is allowed to fiddle.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. But as it turns out, not even the passenger is allowed to fiddle. And this being an old car, maybe they've taken that function away now.
Maybe.
I don't really know because...
Because I can use mine while driving. Like, I can't, but my passenger can. But through another weird toggle, not the touch screen.
Oh, okay.
So it's a different scenario.
Yeah, no. That's fine. Well, maybe this is the reason why they got rid of it, because I dropped my parents off at the airport. I couldn't turn it off the whole way. So all the way back from the airport, it was telling me to turn around, do a U-turn and go back to the airport. I'm like, no, I've already been to the airport.
So it didn't
shut up now.
It didn't click through that you'd
once
actually
I got to the
gotten
airport,
to your
it
destination.
Didn't say, you've got to your destination, that is the end of me, I'm going to shut up for a while.
No,
it just kept on talking and kept saying, turn around.
How
turn
much
around,
yelling happened around on your way home?
There was a lot of yelling. There was a good hour and a half to 2 hours worth of yelling.
Is there no volume that you can just...
Nope, not that I know. I don't know. That's a new car.
It was the first time driving it. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
The other thing, the other issue is that apparently when I turn a hard left and go over a slight bump, all the fuses blow. So,
what?
Yep, did that. Turned
that's
a hard left,
a thing.
Went over a slight bump, and then everything just stopped. I'm like, that's handy. Good to know. And it's a four-wheel drive.
How do you fix that?
I don't know. Go to an auto electrician's or something like that.
But do they come back online, like, after you...
No, you have to change all the fuses and put new fuses in.
So you have no fuses?
Well, I had to get some fuses. I had to go for a little walk and get some fuses. But, I mean, honestly, you know, I've got to turn left a lot, and it's a... And, or if I turn four, three rights, that makes a left. So that's handy. I can do that. But
so if you see Hamish just circling around town, yeah. It's because he can't go left. You're like the Zoolander of the roads.
That's right.
You can't turn left.
Can't turn left.
I have an extreme sweet tooth, and I always have. I've always loved the sweeter sides of the food choices.
Yeah, sure.
And I've decided enough's enough. Mm. Sweet things are really ruining my diet at the moment.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to go cold turkey. I'm going to cut it out. Completely gone out of my life.
You're cutting sugar out of my
life. I'm cutting sugar out of my life.
Why would you do that? Sweet sugar. What has it ever done to you?
A lot of things. A lot of bad things. Anyway, so I did come to the realization maybe a week ago that it was probably a good idea to cut down.
Yeah.
But I'm one of these people that's all or nothing. Like, if I have chocolate, I want it every day.
Yeah.
If I don't have it at all, I don't crave it.
Yeah, right.
So I've decided, at least for now, I'm going to cut all sugar out of my diet, see how I go, hopefully get rid of those sweet cravings and continue on with my life. And then maybe I can introduce a little bit, but not a lot. And I'm talking processed sugar, like white sugar, like fruit I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut out those kind of things. But this morning I got in and I was like, yeah, starting my diet today. No more sugar. Go and make my coffee. Put sugar in. Because it's just habit.
Of course, habit.
Yeah. And then I checked my milk. Full of sugar.
Chockers of sugar. Yeah, right.
So I'm going to have to change to almond milk. I'm going to have to stop putting sugar in my coffee.
Yeah.
But yesterday, because I knew that I was starting the no sugar thing today, I was like, I better get rid of all the sugar out of my house.
Oh, eat all the sugar.
Well, a lot of dietitians will say, throw out all your junk food the day before your diet starts.
Yep.
Throw it out, put it in the bin. And I'm like, what a waste.
That's a waste.
How ridiculous. Yep. So I ate an entire tub of ice cream. I ate all the rest of the Halloween candy.
Yep.
I had a dip that had a lot of sugar in it, like a beetroot dip, full of sugar.
So you don't even care what else is written on the, like it was dip. You know,
do
you have biscuits with it?
Yeah. No, I just ate it with my hand.
Yeah,
I'm not that much of a monster, Hamish. No, I had like tortilla chips with
it. Yeah, okay. Yep,
so sure. I ate the dip.
Yeah.
I got rid of all the sugar out of my house, so I'm not going to be tempted from today onwards to have any sugar. But I feel like there's going to be withdrawals.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When you go and do binge like you did yesterday, you've gone on a massive sugar high, which means when you come off that, it's going to make it even worse for you.
I've made it worse for myself. I've gone really high to only come crashing way back
down
low.
Big time.
So that's why I've warned you that I'm probably going to be cranky probably all week, but I don't know when it's really going to kick in, especially because I had a bit of sugar this morning.
Yeah,
so you're okay for today.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I want to know on 13, 12, 16, if anyone else does that, do you eat all the junk food in the house in preparation for a diet? Am I the only one who does that? Or you're like, oh, I'm starting the diet tomorrow. Better order a pizza.
Yeah.
It's the last hurrah.
All right, give us a call if you're in the same boat as Gabby. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, what do you do?
Hey guys, I go out for a big cheat meal, you know, like a big dirty burger and some chips and load it up with an ice cream at the end.
There we go.
When you know that you're going to restrict yourself from the next day onwards, you really don't restrain, do you?
No, it's sort of like the last hurrah. You've got to reward yourself to prepare for the next however long
eight
you can
weeks
last.
Yeah, you got a big junk food farewell, and what better way?
And how has that gone for you in the past, Sarah?
Well, you know, this is probably like my fourth or fifth time round.
Just keep missing the burger.
Like, the challenge is to last longer each time I do it, though.
Yeah,
that's always good.
Okay.
You're just flexing that muscle and making it stronger each time.
Each time, yeah.
Yep.
You'll eventually get there. On Mondays, or should I say Munyays, it's a big day for stats, Gab. Everybody loves a stat on a Monday. There are a lot more stats given out on a Monday. This is a stat on Monday stats. There are more stats given out on a Monday than any other day of the week. Here's another stat. We get the most complaints about me calling Mondays Munyay on a Munyay.
What?
I know. There's another
shocking
stat for you. I've got some dude stats for you as well. Apparently, modern men will spend almost a year of their life in the bathroom, with 1 in 10 admitting that they now waste time posing in front of the mirror.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
This is a study of 1,000 dudes, and it also revealed that the typical male devotes 2 hours a week to his maintenance routine.
About 2 hours, is that all?
That's all we need, just to fly by the mirror just to see what's going on. About 97 days of a man's life will be spent showering, 52 days shaving, and 112 days sitting on the loo.
Okay, well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Definitely more than 112 days on the loo. But also, yeah. Why is there less time in the shower than there is on the toilet? That's not right.
Well, no, a quick shower to get your business done. But on the toilet, you sit there, you tend to, you know... You're checking out your phone, you're doing your Facebooking, you might be reading a mag, so there's a bit more time involved.
I understand that sitting on the loo can take time because you procrastinate or you just sit there for a bit of silence.
Yeah, a bit of peace and quiet.
Exactly. Yeah. But I feel like you should be in the shower for longer than what you're sitting on the loo. In the grand scheme of things, a quick shower to get your biz done, that's not enough. That is not enough.
Yes, it's fine.
That's why there's so many smelly boys out there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. You know, you get your business done, you soap up things that need to be soaped, you wash them down, you get out. Simple as that. But in the toilet, I don't want to harp on about it. I wanted to move on for dude stats. But for the toilet, you just sit there, you do your business. Sure, that takes a couple of minutes.
Right.
Probably tops. But then you stay there to check your phone out, to enjoy that peace and quiet, to read the finish off the article in the mag. You know.
So you agree with these stats?
I do so far, except for 112 days sitting on the loo is not long enough. Which
it should be 360 days.
Yeah, pretty much. It should be a lot longer than that. And another one, 9% enjoy striking poses in the bathroom mirror while no one is looking.
Are you one of those?
No, not. I will strike the odd pose, but then I'm disappointed with what I see in the mirror. So I go, nope, shouldn't have done that. Might just leave.
So a lot of these guys that the stats are based on, they're quite buff, and they're just like, oh, yeah, look at me. Check me out. But you come along, and you're like, don't look.
we turn the lights off in this thing.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.